तस्मादसक्तः सततं कार्यं कर्म समाचर असक्तो हि आचरन् कर्म परमाप्नोति पुरुषः। तस्माद् देयरफोर असक्तः कर्म तस्माद् असक्तः सततं the detachment always karyam karma samachara karyam is the prescribed duty karma samachara is do it therefore with it always act with detachment arjuna then see and detail what will happen by this asakto ya charan karma by such detached action paramapnoti purushah one will paramapnoti one will attain the supreme person the all attractive actually her paramapnoti purushah can in some interpretation be referred to the supreme person but the main reading is it as it is not apnoti parama purushah it is more like the purushah will attain a parama at this stage in the Gita Krishna is not focusing on the param on the supreme reality whatever it is Krishna is focusing on the soul and how to realize the soul. So, that's why the focus, although Krishna has referred to himself as the object of the controlled senses in 2.61 and similarly in this chapter also 3.30 he will refer to himself as the object of detached actions. But here, right now Krishna is talking more about, not so much about the person to him the fruits of the detached work are to be offered but the principle that working with detachment is the key to disentanglement now smad asaktah satatam therefore work with detachment always now the satatam is important over here because Krishna has analyzed various permutations and combinations and he has in one sense addressed all of Arjuna's possibilities and he is giving Arjuna a call of action fight satatam means it can mean always throughout your day but also means whatever situation you are at Krishna is talked about why to do work with detachment at multiple levels in the first section in response to Arjuna's question in 1 and 2 from 3 to 9 Krishna has given reason that you should work and not renounce action because your that working is your adhikar renouncing is not your adhikar that is what is your level and that is what you are qualified to then from with 9 as the concept of yajna as the transition point from 9 to 16 he talks about one level lower if you think that you cannot work with detachment if you're still attached still even then work but work with the intention of sacrificing in the interests of cosmic cooperation that means sacrificing as a part of the cosmic cycle of the interdependence between humans and celestials the gods there also Krishna said that karma brahmodbhavam viddhi yajna karma samudbhavam so that he was talking about the importance of karma that you have to do your prescribed duty but do it in the mode of a sacrifice if you have the desire for the results of the sacrifice the material results of the sacrifice your desire still do your duty then after that in 18 and 19 Krishna has taken one higher level when he stated that if you think that you are qualified not just for karma yoga but for gyan yoga then he states the qualification for gyan yoga and implies that if a person is truly at the liberated level then nothing will entangle that person then whether that person acts
or renounces action or acts.
Both ways, that personal state is entangled. And therefore, it is best for the person to act. Because by such action, one will be able to set a positive example for others. And that such examples Krishna will give in the next verse of Janaka. Then, 21st verse, he will take the general principle of how those in leadership position need to set an example for others. And then 22 to 24... he will talk about how one can work with detachment. Or rather, how although Krishna himself is God, still he works with detachment for the sake of setting an example for others. So here, that's why Satatam. Therefore, in all situations, whether you are attached to fruits, whether you are detached from fruits, or whether you are capable of even renouncing action, still act with attachment. Tasma sakta satatam.
Karyam karma samachara.
Arjuna, please work. Asakto hya acharan karma. By working with detachment, parama apnoti purusha. One attains this parama. One attains transcendence. One attains the supreme. So, let's consider an example to explain how, by attachment, one can actually attain a higher purpose. Suppose in a ready-made cloth shop, there is an employee who shows customers the various clothes that are available. Now, sometimes a customer may come and may see 100 clothes and say that they did not purchase anything that is likable for that customer. Now, that if that attendant in the cloth shop is too eager, is overzealous about clinching the sale, and that person may well snap or get annoyed with the customer if the customer doesn't purchase anything after such a long time. And then it may well be that the customer may go away forever. Now, if this attendant is intelligent, the attendant knows that, okay, there is my owner who is sitting over there at the cash counter, my boss is there, and my boss is observing not just whether I've clinched the sale or not, but also how I behave. Now, if the boss is intelligent and sympathetic, and the boss will see, actually clinching a sale is good, definitely that's what the business wants. But along with that, it's also important that the employee behaves well with the customer. That will make the customer come again. And if the boss sees that the employee is, the attendant is untiringly polite, unflappably courteous, then that will also please the boss, because the boss says, oh, this person can maintain the cool, at the, maintain his or her cool. So that way he earns the appreciation of his boss, and over a period of time he will be able to make sales also, because people will see his courteousness, people will see his considerateness, and eventually they will want to come and they will want to purchase also. So of course, any material example for anything spiritual is always has its limitations. So here the important principle is that by working with detachment, in terms of not getting too worked up and letting the performance suffer because of that. By such working, the employee will endear himself or herself to the boss. So similarly, when one understands that Krishna is there in my heart and Krishna is always watching me, and whatever I do, Krishna is observing my demeanor with others, then sometimes people may misbehave and may want to retaliate. It is not that just because we are devotees, it means we always have to passively accept everything that is hurled at us. But rather, we have to intelligently come up with appropriate response, that which is the best response in that situation. So, if we don't maintain our cool, then we will all usually come up with a hasty response, and the hasty response is rarely the best response. So, the important thing is to recognize that the right response or the best response depends more on calmness and clarity, and that calmness and clarity is possible when there is detachment. So, Krishna says that when you are detached, the implication of this verse is that then bodily ups and downs, worldly ups and downs at the level of the body will not throw you off course, will not throw you off kilter in terms of emotions, and you will be able to persevere till you achieve the right result, till you get the things done properly. So, aparamapnoti, by not letting material events throw you off track, you will grow in your spiritual awareness. You will grow in your spiritual consciousness. And that way, you will attain perfection. Thank you.